1964 Caddy Street, ready to stunt. At a quarter to one.
We are the Funky Panther. We actually bring the funk. We are two-thirds of the funk.
The colorful bunch.
And then and part of the panth. Yeah. I think Chad is the
He is the her. We're the panth.
He's the her.
We're the pant.
We're the pant.
And he's the her. Because, you know, who wears the pants here?
A singular pant. We're both wearing the same pant.
Yeah, one leg in each hole.
I think a bit of cocaine. Contra dancing will do.
If you only have one pair.
A pair of pants.
They're not
What's
even a pair
of pants.
Because a pair
Why don't you go get a pair of pants?
Yeah, but a pair would quantify two, right?
Yeah. Maybe. So. Are they counting like each leg hole?
I don't know. Is he. We need someone in the chat whenever y'all get in here.
Christy, so is it like a pant?
We need to find out.
That's a fine pant. I'm
trying to hype us up, right? They're like, have you ever felt bad about your ass?
Men are.
Where are you going?
Men are shit.
Men are sexual beings in there.
Hey, Smia. It's me. I forgot his name. It's been. Fuck, what's his name?
Hey, it's me, Alex Jones, everybody. It's been a long time since I've been here. I'm Mr. Funky Panther, but I just want to let you know that I'll wear Spanx. Spanx, they hold everything high and tight, and I got a saggy old man boobies, and I gotta wear those Spanx.
Concert dance.
City of Fort Worth, located in the heart of Texas. By listening to us, you have now entered a legally binding agreement to join the cult of the Funky Panther. You will have to make a monthly pilgrimage to the liquor store and deliver one bottle of your choosing to the Panther Den. This pilgrimage must take place either on the 1st or 15th of the month. Failure to do so means you are in breach of contract and you must then give up your firstborn child to the Order of the Panther, where they will be taught basic combat skills and various life lessons. Now on with the show!
I love that. AI is wild.
It is wild.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to the Funky Panther. Coming at you from Fort Worth, Texas, we have a great show for you today. This is episode one, insert here.
It's 148, maybe?
148. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, and let's get into it. I'm Javier.
And I'm Tim.
And Chad ain't here. He's somewhere in space or something. And we are...
The Funky Panther! Yeah, I think Chad's in space.
He's in space.
Or he's on his way back. I'm not real sure.
Yeah, he's somewhere, but he's not here. I'll tell you what, he's not here.
If y'all are keeping up, Chad has been in Iceland with our buddy Lance from Emo Otaku, or also Emo Tacos.
Emo Tacos.
Which I still think that he needs to start up. Instagram that's nothing but tacos and call it Emo Taco.
Do it, baby. Oh, the best tacos in Fort Worth.
Where you can be a sad boy.
Yes.
Yeah, sad boy tacos.
Oh, fucking A.
I'm telling you, man.
God damn.
You can go here, like, dude, as an introvert, he can go there and, like, this is a taco spot that you can sit by yourself and contemplate life and be sad and not have to worry about anything. Yeah, it's perfect.
Hell yeah. I love it. So, this is the actual episode. If you missed the first 30, or we're going to cut a couple of stuff from...
I'll cut some stuff out of there.
We'll cut some stuff out of the first 30.
We went for
put
a
it
long
in. We
time.
Did. But, you know, you were gone for like 10 minutes, though.
I sure was. Yeah.
But it's good to have everybody here on the group chat. We got a good amount of people on the live. But, Tim... How have you been? How's your week?
I've been fantastic. And let me just tell you, you know, typically we'd get into it on our first 30 and talk about this. But you know what? This is going to be the meat and potatoes of the episode. I've got just random shit that we're going to kind of look at and go over or whatever.
Nice.
But, dude, I had the best weekend ever. I haven't had a weekend where I haven't had to do shit in a long time.
Yeah.
And I literally sat on my ass pretty much all weekend. And just played video games.
That's awesome.
I am playing Starfield. And if you haven't played that yet, if you're into that kind of stuff, if you liked Skyrim, you got to check out Starfield. Starfield's so much fun. You can live your life as a space pirate if you want to, which is awesome. I can go and pirate ships and steal things from people and murder and pillage villages and space.
Cool. Cool.
But for people that don't know, so Bethesda, they made this game. They made Skyrim back in the day, which has been like kind of like the OG RPG that was on Xbox and all that. Mm-hmm. Bethesda released this game called Skyrim that it's kind of ahead of its time. The graphics are great, but they're not maybe not as good as some other stuff. But however, what makes up for it is the fact that they have multiple solar systems or galaxies within the space universe. And you can travel to all these different galaxies. You can travel to the different planets. You can land anywhere on all these different planets. And then you can explore all these different planets.
It kind of sounds like that one game that came out like 3 or 4 years ago.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Kind of similar. So No Man's Sky is great as a space. So here's the thing. They look at No Man's Sky as like it is a space sim.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not a space sim. The story is much better on this versus like No Man's Sky has a lot better like space.
Okay, yeah.
But I've been playing a shit ton of that. Jesse's really annoyed with me, I think, for the fact that I just want to spend all my time playing that. But hey, yeah.
We all unwind in different ways, baby.
You know, someday, yeah, I haven't been that obsessed with a video game in a long time, and this came out, and I'm just like, holy shit, this is it for me.
That's awesome.
Skyrim was one of the games that I continue to play, and I still play it to this day, and it's been out for like probably 12 years or longer.
Yeah, I've watched the parody movie Skyrim Job.
Yeah, so. It's you know, pretty close. Yeah. They keep with the story, I think, pretty well, okay, except cool. for there was a lot more sex than what was in Skyrim.
Oh, my favorite. On the group chat, speaking of pirates, you talked about pirates. Have y'all watched the live action One Piece?
So Lance told me to watch it.
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
So One Piece is the 20-year ongoing manga series and anime that's been going on since the late 90s. And they just recently released a live action show. I'm maybe like 300 episodes in
of the live. I was like, of the live action show?
Oh, no, live action only has like 10 episodes. Okay. I think. But I've watched some of it, and I'm entertained.
So, as someone getting into One Piece, could I just jump right into the live action?
You can, because Chad jumped into Cowboy Bebop without watching Cowboy Bebop at first, and so they say that
like the live action Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they say that the manga and anime, it's like maybe about 100 episodes compressed into this like one season. Which like
so you're gonna lose some stuff
a little bit, yeah. But they made Oda, who does One Piece, his only demand was that they made the character introductions almost true to the manga. I haven't finished yet. I just finished up with I forget. It's been a while, and I'm kind of drinking. The clown. I forget his name. But I because
Pennywise,
not Pennywise. But
I don't know. I haven't watched One Piece.
And watch, you know, One Piece. Watch the show.
Just, I'm like, just now getting. I'm finishing up with. Man, I feel like I'm on Emo Otaku. I'm finishing up right now with Cowboy Bebop. Finally, I'm a very casual watcher, right? So I have opportunity. Whenever I have opportunity to watch it, I'll throw it on TV.
And
you know, fix me a snack and watch Cowboy Bebop. And I've thoroughly enjoyed the story. I like the idea of like space bounty hunters and space cowboys and all that stuff. That's why, honestly, that's one of the reasons why like Firefly and Serenity are like two of my favorite like movie and show, whatever, because the whole space cowboy aspect of it, right? And so, of course, I'm gonna like Cowboy Bebop. Plus, I'm a fan of jazz. The music is wonderful. It's just incredible. It's very well done. And the show, even as it being, because it's from the 90s, right?
Cowboy Bebop came out like in 98, 99.
Yeah. So from the 90s, it's still like animation's still good. It still holds up really well.
01. It came out in 01.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Still, that's a long time ago, right?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
It doesn't feel like it, but it doesn't. This is a long time ago. But it all still holds up really well, I think. And so I have enjoyed it. However, I did notice like, it is a little bit when they had some like early on, they had some, I guess, characters that were supposed to be Mexican, maybe.
Yes. And the dubs were very.
And it was so like such a stereotype. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. It was kind of reminiscent of like the whole
spaghetti Western.
Yeah, spaghetti westerns, or what was that cartoon with Speedy Gonzalez? Yeah, like yeah. Very just like stereotype, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not saying that I'm here for it, but I am kind of here yeah. for it.
When you're done with that, when you have a chance to watch Samurai Champloo, it's the same thing.
Right, same creator.
With hip-hop,
and, right. Samurai vibes. So that's I think that's on my next list in that realm, right?
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go to Chainsaw Man.
Oh, fuck yeah, Chainsaw Man. Watch that.
So I already watched like the first intro to the first episode because y'all kept talking about it being all like pop culture references and stuff like that. I was like, all right, cool. So yeah,
nothing but movie.
And the intro is fantastic. So now I'm like, okay, I really want to watch the show. If the intro is that good, then the show's got to be just as good, if not better,
it's
right?
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Now, if it's not, though, I'm going to be really upset. Like,
you just got to watch. Yeah. That's all you got to do. You got to keep watching. But, man, I'm glad you were able to like relax and play your video games.
It was great, man. Like, seriously, I've been busy either with the studio or working, doing things like that. School. This semester's been a little bit more. It's a little bit more laid back. I still have some stuff that like I'm, you know, having like I got to fucking do, right? But yeah, it was a weird weekend, man. I literally didn't do anything. Like, I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to be a fucking vegetable on the couch.
I feel like as adults, like, I think like that's one thing that we like love now. Cause you know, people used to be like, oh, I used to be on Seventh. They used to go to like Vice and like drinking, get drunk and blackout.
But that's the one thing like Chad and I have like not arguments, right? But Chad feels a lot of times like now granted he does have times where he's not here to defend himself, so I can say all this. Right? No, he does have times where like he said like he hasn't done anything and has taken that time, right? Which is something that's very rare for him because he's with a monogram of Go Chad Go, right?
He's a FOMO type of fucker.
He is, yeah. And that's what's funny is like he could be in Iceland, which where he's been, right? But if we were going to go to some sort of event or throw a big ass fucking party, even though he's, you know, halfway across the world, he's going to be like, oh man, I'm missing out over at the, you know, whatever party's happening.
Well, it's kind of like when he was in Egypt, he's like, don't have Juan on. Don't have him on. I want to be here whenever he's here.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that. So, yeah. I mean,
he's got, he does have some FOMO and he knows it, you know, and he's admitted to it.
He's already like talked about what we like, hey, we're going to go see Shaq. We're going to go watch Shaq on Saturday.
Yeah. I haven't bought tickets for that, but,
if anybody got to hook up for
look,
tickets,
I have the opportunity to actually work and go there.
Oh,
right.
Really?
And so I'm debating this, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's air this right now. And I want to know if you're still in the chat, if you're still on the show, I had the opportunity to work medical at Shaq's event, right? And so in my thought is like, this is the opportunity. Like if I'm going to have a chance to meet Shaq, this is going to be it, right? So I'm there working. I'm going to be around some of the artists. I'm going to be around all that stuff. So I'll have the time, the opportunity to meet Shaq. The other problem is that if I meet Shaq, I'm probably going to pass out. And that's the problem.
I mean, you've met famous people, right?
I have met not... All right, so I met Dennis Rodman in passing, and it was more of like, hey, you're fucking Dennis Rodman. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I loved watching you play. And he's like, thanks. And he walked by. He was also in drag with two other drag queens that were just as tall as he is. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know, Dennis Rodman's not the tallest person in basketball, but he is a very giant individual, and that caught me off guard too. Like you see him play and everything, you're like, oh, everybody's about the same size, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, holy crap, you're actually like, you know, quite a bit taller than me. So I met some, you know, I've met like local famous and stuff like that, but I've never really met anybody like, I don't know, super famous. I haven't met Donald Glover.
I haven't met
Kanye.
That's right.
The highest famous person is probably going to be the Worm himself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Vaden from the Toadies.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I met Vaden also.
But I mean, like, is he like, but he's not like superstardom. Like people go, oh my gosh, you know, Vaden.
Oh, Toadies. Right? People love the Toadies.
People know the Toadies, right? Yeah, but it's not like, oh my gosh, that's fucking Kanye. Oh my gosh, that's Kim Kardashian. Oh my gosh, that's whatever. So, granted, I don't have any issue. Like, I could meet Kanye probably right now and like not stammer over my words because.
Oh no! Whatever. I'll tell you. That's where it differs because I before I met Kanye, I was like, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be calm. I'm going to be collected. I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck, holy shit. And, you know, when he came out and I met him and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, and I kept on saying, I met Kanye West. I'm never going to fail. And I kept, and he looked over and he laughed. And I was like, ah, like, you know, it was fucking fangirling.
What's funny is, though, like, if you look at the picture that you took with him, he's not smiling.
He is not smiling.
He's a Mike the Bike.
Yes.
When wearing glasses.
But man, I tell you, whenever, like, the pictures do not give it justice because he talked to everybody. He signed everything everyone gave him. And, like, he had a nice conversation with a young lady. Like, you know, he was really cool.
Right.
And it's fine. And even with Donald Glover, when I met Donald Glover, it was the same thing. I was drunk as fuck. And I told him the story of how Mike the Bike didn't
like him.
And he looked, I said, my friend thinks you're a douchebag. And he looks over at Anthony.
He's like,
no, not me. I love you. You're great. I love you. You're great. And then he's like, it's another friend. And I was like, man, can I take a picture with you? And he's like, yeah. Wait. If I take this picture, you're not going to get stabbed, are you? And I'm like, no, it's fine. It's no big deal. But it's different.
But the thing is, okay, so whenever I met, the time I met Vaden, right, I was with Zeus the first time. I was actually with Zeus. We went to, was it Hyenas? That was the comedy club that was in downtown?
Yes.
Is it still there? I don't know. Yeah. Used to be a club, like a dancing club thing or whatever, way back off of 7th Street, or not 7th Street, off of Sunset Square. Yeah. Anyways, went there, and we actually went and saw Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
And so I got to meet Gilbert Gottfried, which is fucking cool. I wasn't like freaking out about it because, I mean, yeah, it was Gilbert Gottfried, you know, but.
Hey, it's me, Iago the Parrot.
Right. And that's in my mind, that's all it is. Right. Yeah. And so that was kind of cool. Like, really nice. He seemed like he was a really nice guy and was there for the fans. I mean, his smile, you see it always in the pictures. Yeah, like, it's just a larger than life smile. Can't see his eyes because he's smiling so hard. Right. But Vaden was there, and what's funny is I remember Zeus, for whatever reason, there was karaoke while we were waiting in the lounge area before the thing started, and he sang a Toadie song.
Oh, really?
Knowing, he knew that Vaden was there.
Yeah.
We had seen him earlier.
Oh, hey, Zeus, I thought you meant Gilbert Gottfried.
No, Zeus, Gilbert Gottfried was out there doing the Toadie show. It was really weird. No, Zeus did that, right? And so, anyways, we go in the show, and afterwards, you know, we're leaving, and I'm like, oh, dude, I want to go say something to Vaden. Like, I'm fanboying out, right? And I remember, like, we went over there and talked to him for just, like, a brief second. Dia de los Toadies was coming up, and it was at Panther Island that year. And as we're leaving, like, and it still fucking lives rent-free in my head, what I said. Like, I still replay this. And I don't normally do that often.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't even remember this or whatever, but I remember saying, like, I'll see you real soon. And I mean, I'm just like, you idiot. I'll see you real soon. I was playing out that whole, what is it? The
guy who killed John Lennon?
No, 40-year-old virgin, whenever he's like, yeah, like bags of sand, you know, just, yeah. That's what's playing through my head. Like, I can't believe it. Like, just.
He's going to think I'm going to murder him.
Yeah, I know. That's what, and I'm like, but no.
I'll see you real soon.
I don't think I said it quite like that. But Dia de los Toadies was coming up. I'm going to see his, you know, set, whatever. Since then, I've seen him at various different things, and I've not acted that crazy. But yeah, I made a big fucking fool out of myself.
On the group chat from Teresa, famous people still fart. Just remember that. That's true. You know, there are people like you and I. I mean, they still like dumb shit like us.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I mean, like, if I met Paul Rudd,
yeah,
I would be like stammering all over my words. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Reynolds, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna name off a bunch of celebrities here. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shit myself. Seth Rogen, though, I don't think I would. I love Seth Rogen, and I'm a big fan of him, but I don't think I would like. Because he just seems so approachable.
I think I'd want to like be like, "Hey, you got any weed on you? Can I have some weed?"
Nah, you don't want to ask that. You want to give him the weed.
Hey,
you want to be like, "Hey,
I got this lighter. You want it?
Yeah,
yes. Like, give me some of the houseplant stuff."
But I think like if you met Seth Rogen, if you knew you were gonna meet Seth Rogen, you're gonna have to go find some like bomb ass fucking weed. So we're gonna call Dank up, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna call Dank up and be like, "Dank, we need the best of the best. We need you to help us out, right?
Yeah.
We're going to meet Seth Rogen. Dank's going to come with us.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
That's what's going to happen. He's like, oh, you're going to meet Seth Rogen. He's going to come with us, right? And then you're going to present Seth with said weed.
Yeah.
Because everybody's, you know, you don't want to be the guy that's bumming off of him, right?
True.
You want to offer him something because then he's like, oh, you're fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we become friends with Seth Rogen. And the next thing you know, he's now on our podcast as our fourth person. And he's here he's in Texas now. Like, he's just moved.
He just, like, flies. He's I live in Austin now, but I come to Fort Worth because it's so cool here.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Now. Yeah. That's how that would happen. So,
on the group chat, Mark Wahlberg was here at Joe T's yesterday. He was here promoting his new tequila. Looked like,
I saw that. So did you see the pictures of him?
I did. I saw a bunch of people like, oh, look at me.
But he, like the big group of all the Joe T people, I think it was.
Oh, it was the family.
It was the family.
I didn't see Lanny in the picture.
Lanny was probably busy working, you know, whatever. Mark looked like he reminded me of, like, I'm not saying I'm Mark Wahlberg, but what he was wearing was like what I would have worn back in, like, the, you know, high school. It looked like he had a pair of fucking Etnies on.
Well, that's his brand. Like, Municipal is like his, like, clothing and shoe brand.
But like his shoes reminded me of like the oversized skate shoes.
Yes.
I was like, you look like a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I mean, he's got a pair of like Jordans that I think they're going for like maybe $40,000.
Shit.
Like, from that Wahlberger like brand that he has. And I want to get a pair. Those are fucking clean as hell.
I don't know if I would like freak out if I met Mark.
I mean, I love
I'm a fan of Mark, right?
I love Mark. I mean,
Keanu, I'd freak out.
Oh man, I wouldn't even know what to do with Keanu.
It's the same thing with Dave Grohl. I'd freak the fuck out if I met Dave Grohl, right?
If I met Dave Grohl, I mean,
you're never gonna fail.
No,
like, you're never going to fail. Yeah.
On the group chat, Christy met Lavelle Crawford and the guy who played Gomez on Breaking Bad. Lavelle Crawford's hilarious. He's a funny motherfucker. His weed is probably a million times better than what you get here. Absolutely. And Gladys, Harrison Ford hits up Brood. He does. He goes over to Ty Terrace also.
Yeah, Harrison Ford does. He likes Magnolia.
Yeah, he loves Magnolia.
That's his area whenever he's in town.
I need to set an alert so whenever he's like, on Magnolia.
Well, we need to figure out, okay, first off, figure out what he flies, right?
Yeah. And then I mean, I'm sure he helicopters or he flies his plane here.
Right, so you set an alert for whenever his tail number you know, thing flies and set it and figure out where if he's coming to Fort Worth or
AKA
not.
Let's stalk him and find out his
that is plan. Very stalkerish, and we probably shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't we though?
We probably should.
Yeah, we should.
I think that's what the paparazzi did.
Absolutely.
They but do we're gonna be better than them because we're not gonna take pictures of
them. That's right. We're gonna be like, hey there, I know you hate Star Wars, but I love Indiana Jones and I got this whip.
He hates Star Wars?
He fucking hates it. Every time he talks about it, he's like, I don't know, kid. I don't know what that means.
Oh, he probably hates the fact that people like they probably get into like the fan fiction
so
shit.
So if the Force and Metachlorians and your son's got this many. Kid.
I just
asked. If you're asking me that, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't blame him on that one. I'm just an actor, you know. Yeah. I'm not here for the story.
They paid me for it. I'm just here for that.
Yeah, I get it.
Indiana Jones went bad. I enjoyed it.
Did you see the new one? I haven't seen the new one.
It's pretty. I mean, I liked it.
Is it better than Crystal Skull?
Yes. It is. It is, okay. Actually. But I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Just seeing him, like, he did an interview with Conan O'Brien like 20 years ago, and they're like, so what's next? Well, you're going to be like an 80-year-old and Indiana Jones changes a diaper? And he's like, you know.
Did he they ask that?
Yeah, he told him that. He's like, what, Indiana Jones takes Metamucil and the Metamucil fucking plug or whatever? But he was all for it, and it's really cool.
What was that on?
Conan O'Brien.
He did an interview. Like, so that actually, what's funny is that leads me into a segue, right? So speaking of like late night hosts and all that stuff, did you hear Jimmy Fallon's getting canceled?
Yes. Yeah, and I think he's actually been almost canceled once before. For being like too drunk always.
Yeah, but so he's getting canceled now for just making a hostile work environment and being a dick and all that stuff. And so in the article I found, it brought up an incident where he was being really mean to like a cue card person or whatever. And Jerry Seinfeld like stopped the show and made him apologize. Jerry's saying that actually that never happened. Like, he's denying that. So is Jimmy really a bad person and causing all, because he seems like he's a great person.
But I mean, that's a persona. Like, I think his issue, like maybe like 5 years ago, they were talking about like, hey, if you keep drinking this much and acting like an idiot, we're going to take you off the Tonight Show. Like, that was a big deal. Like, whenever it was coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure he still like drinks a lot in parties.
I mean, sure, right? I would probably party a lot.
Me too.
I'm Jimmy Fallon, right?
Actors, no big deal.
But yeah, so they're saying like a bunch of staffers, like those like 14 or 15 staffers that are saying that he's been a shithead and makes for a toxic work environment. In fact, so much so that the guest green room was the cry room.
Oh shit.
And all that, but it comes in like the same like wake of like Ellen and
yeah, yeah.
All that, which I believe, I kind of think that Ellen's probably a bitch. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to go out and say it. She probably is. And
I believe it.
I'm going to get canceled for it, I'm sure.
Dude, I mean, I've never really... I thought she was always fake anyway. On the group chat, he does tend to film events here. He does. And if you ever see Conan yell, Cockaroo! Which I listen to his podcast every now and then.
Do you? Yes, is it good?
Pretty. I listened to the one with him and Harrison Ford. That's why I found him very funny.
Can I ask you... What is your thought on all these celebrities with these podcasts? Right?
It's fine right now. Like you were talking about Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, yeah, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, the guy from Last Week Tonight, John Oliver.
But it seems like everybody, right?
But like they have their one podcast.
Theo Vaughn's got a podcast. You got Two Bears. Tom Segura's got his own with his wife. Yeah,
that's the money. That's the money. Kind of the moneymaker right now.
It is.
But that's why we're here, and that's why you're watching.
But it kind of bums me out, right? Little bit, because they literally. And I'm not saying they're not hard workers. Yeah. They worked real hard to get into the position they are in, right? And then I would do the same thing. I would capitalize on the fan and the fame and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to go on a venture of being a podcaster, then cool. I'm going to have all this fandom already, and that's going to translate in there. So it's going to boost their numbers, and they're going to get these contracts, and they're going to make this money and stuff like here. And I'm just jealous. I'm over here. We're over here slaving away, you know, And we don't have that deal with Spotify yet.
It's coming. We'll get something.
It'd be cool.
It's coming.
But sometimes I just wonder if like it's just like that's just the next thing for them to do, and they're just doing it, or like do some of these people actually really enjoy?
I'm sure they do. Like, I mean, you know, they got that Boy Meets World podcast. And I'm sure they
which I haven't listened to that yet.
It's good. I like it. It's very
It's Always Sunny's got a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And that same thing with them, too.
I know.
But the thing is, everybody's starting to come out with one here lately because of the strike. And a lot of these people are doing these podcasts like the one with all the late night.
Yeah, because they can't act, but they can go, or they can't write or whatever, but they can do a podcast because it's a different form of media, right? And I know that was one of the big things during this whole, if you were having interviews with them,
they couldn't talk about their films.
They couldn't talk about their films. Yeah.
They could just talk about their life or whatever, you know,
right.
They can't talk. Like, that's why you don't see anybody. No one, I think, I at work I have what's that one with Kelly and her husband, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, Live with Kelly and Michael. Or whatever.
I don't know.
Anyways,
I don't know. I know who Kelly is, but I don't know.
But like they only have like exercise people or like people with books because they can't talk to actors, and it's like makes it really dull. Office Ladies is also a really good podcast. Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey from The Office have a podcast, and that's a lot of fun to listen to. Also, they just rewatch their shows, and I'm waiting for the one that I True TV on Saturdays plays Step by Step. You know, from ABC.
I'm familiar with Step by Step.
And I'll watch it, and I'm like, God.
Thank you for telling me what network it's on.
This is not a promotion for ABC. But
on the hit network ABC.
I used to have such a crush on, like, one of the girls.
Which one? Which one?
Al. Like, the youngest one, because I was a child. She was, like, older, obviously, because, that's how it works. But I had the biggest crush on her because, you know, she was a tomboy, and, you know, she didn't care. And so.
Man, I would like to go back and rewatch Step by Step.
Yeah.
Well, we've been watching Buffy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jesse put it on there, so we started watching Buffy, and she went through this whole thing where she was watching Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Which I never got into Gilmore Girls, and then here I am watching it, and I'm like, I actually kind of like this.
Did you finish Mad Men?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to think of other shows that we watched.
We watched that.
We started watching One Tree Hill, and so that's fun.
I'm having a hard time getting into Buffy.
Yeah, really?
I remember watching it whenever it was out, and like, yeah. Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar is so fucking hot. I forgot Allison Hannigan was in it.
Oh, fuck yeah!
I totally forgot she was in it. And I love her. And then the only thing I could remember her from was like
How I Met Your Mother.
No, American Pie.
Oh yeah,
like that was this one time. But I forgot that she was in Buffy, right? Yeah. And I'm like, man, I'm having a hard time getting into it because just that we were watching one and they were fighting a praying mantis.
Oh my God.
A giant praying mantis. I'm like, this is getting a little fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
So, not really into that, but I forgot that Angel, David Boreanaz, was always in Buffy, right?
I watched Angel more than I watched Buffy.
Same. Yeah.
Because, Charisma Carpenter was like, I was like, she's so hot. God, you know what? I think the people we used to watch back in the day that we had crushes on, they take out everyone that's now. I think it's like 100 times like Topanga.
Yeah.
You had Kimmy Gibbler. I love Kimmy Gibbler.
I thought she was goofy as
She's
hell.
She's goofy looking, as fuck, but I loved it.
But you know what?
What?
I loved, what's her face? Maya, what's her name? She's a Big Bang Theory.
Blossom?
Amy. Yeah. So yeah, I liked Blossom back then.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I'm not so.
Like, I'm not going to lie, man. She's, when she's all done up.
No, she still is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what's fucking cool about her, right?
She's an actual, like.
Yeah, she's like a neuroscientist. Yeah,
she is.
Like that, and that's pretty, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I agree, but are we just living in that nostalgia, right?
I think so. Because it's weird now looking back at like, oh, I had a crush on her. Like, oh, by the way, look, she's like 14 right now. Like, you're a pervert.
But I'm just curious, like, what are teenagers like right now?
I don't even know what they're into.
What are they crushing on? And like, are they going to have that same
girls? I mean,
it's got to be that, right? I don't think they're.
I gotta ask like my friends' kid. Like, I mean, a lot of our friends that have kids are too young. Like, they're children.
Yeah,
they like way you too know, young. Like Ryan's, the guy who does the toys. Ryan's whatever.
You're saying Ryan's, and I'm thinking Family Steakhouse.
Yeah, me too. Oh, that sounds amazing. But I know, like, I'll ask Anthony's TikTokers is one.
That's it's got to be TikTokers. It's got to be TikTokers and YouTubers.
But I'll ask Natasha and Anthony if I ever see them soon, hopefully, who their kids are. Because they have preteens.
Right.
One's a teenager and one's a preteen.
Yeah.
And so Ryan's World, that's the one. The guy's a billionaire and he makes a lot of
money. Yeah, you got to ask, like, so. But you got to preface it like, look, I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, I love Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, my God.
But I'm just curious because like.
Not in a creepy way. Her music's pretty good.
No, but for us, though, it was straight up. This is what we watched like TGI Friday, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we watched that and that's how we kind of like found these people, right?
Yeah.
But now all these kids are on like TikTok, they're on YouTube, whatever, and they're finding these YouTube stars, TikTok stars, whatever it is now, Snapchat, I don't know.
Twitch. People on Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch people. Like not twitching people, but like actual Twitch. And so it's just a weird transition, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because where are they going to be at, you know, 10 years from now? Because I mean, I know where Topanga's at, you know, now.
And she loves shoes and she loves...
I've got her geolocation. Like I put a tracker. I keep tabs on her.
Oh
no,
God,
I'm just kidding.
Creepy.
Dude, she was hands down. I think she was probably like my number one. Like, oh my gosh, I got the.
Oh yeah,
crush on
Topanga.
Her.
It was always Topanga, and then after Topanga, it was like maybe Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper. Yeah. Like, we're gonna start watching Boy Meets World because it's on one of the streaming.
I thought it was on
Disney.
Plus.
It's on Disney Plus. Yeah.
I'll rewatch it. Oh, that'd be so cool.
I kind of want to rewatch it and just see what it's about in the younger years. I tried watching Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I had a hard time getting into it. I was like, man, as nostalgic as I feel, I don't think I can get into it.
No, I'm not going to watch like that. I'll probably watch like I'll rewatch The Wonder Years. I'll rewatch Full House or something. You know, I mean, it's all relative at this point. Let's see. On the group chat, Lily's been watching annoying girls play Roblox. They voice over their characters as they play. It gives me headaches. Also from the group chat, Gladys says, oh, of course, she said Olivia Rodrigo and Jenna Ortega. Jenna Ortega, man, she's
making some... She's
actually working right now. Well, not right now, before the strike. Beetlejuice 2.
Right.
Which they were already filming.
Which, again... So part of me is worried that it's just trying to pander
money
to
grab.
It's just a money grab, right? But I also was worried about that with Ghostbusters Afterlife, yeah. Right?
That was a good one.
It was. It was such a good movie, and I was worried that it's just a. I mean, yes, they are pandering 100% to our generation, right?
Absolutely.
Because it'd be like if they could come up with another Back to the Future, and make Marty not shake.
Oh man! God damn it!
They would 100% do it, right?
Yes.
Now he's not gonna clearly be involved in whatever.
So you had to step out. I gotta go drain the weasel.
All right, that's fine. You know why he's out? I want to bring up something real quick. So we're talking about just random things that you know, we've talked about random media and all that stuff like that. Anyways. So I saw the other day that Turkey, due to a bad translation, they nearly declared war on Russia. Granted, you know, Putin was there, and he obviously didn't care too much of it. But how do you have a translator that's so bad, right, that can't get this right? He literally said there is a war between Russia and Turkey. That's what was relayed through an interpreter, and it quickly became cause of concern given Turkey's membership in NATO, because that puts a big implication, right? It's global implication that, like, there's a war against Turkey and Russia, so that means we're at war. How do you suck so bad as an interpreter that you let that happen? I mean, I thought they paid people, you know, good money to do that. It's kind of like the interpreters that I've seen recently on – like sign language interpreters that are out there trying to sign for like these big press events and things like that. And they're just making up bullshit. Number one, I think it's hilarious on that aspect. It's sad, but also it's kind of funny. Like, you probably should vet your people. But number two, like, this has got some pretty big implications. Moving from that though, I actually just saw that, there's a whistleblower. Then I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I'm gonna go on a conspiracy rant here. I'm afraid it's all smoke and mirrors here. They're trying to divert our attention from something else, like birds being real or some bullshit like that. Birds aren't real. If you could hear Javier, he's saying the birds aren't real. But a whistleblower for the Secret Service just recently came out, and they said that, or from the CIA, that COVID was they've come out and said that COVID was possibly or probably made in a facility in Wuhan, China, which has always been the speculation. But this whistleblower is coming out and saying that after these six people have said that, the CIA came out at them with basically money and said, hey, how about y'all change that and we'll make it a basically came from some animal.
Come.
Yeah. But we'll give you some money if you'll reverse that. And so the CIA is saying, no, we got a lot more integrity than that. And I'm like, do y'all really though? Because they've done some shady shit in the past.
Dude, at this point, I don't trust the government.
I don't trust anything, right?
No.
So you got this whistleblower saying that. So just to cue you on what I've talked about so far is that Turkey, they had a translator that sucked really bad and basically said that, told Putin that Turkey, the Prime Minister of Turkey said there was a war between Russia and Turkey, which... there's not, but that's what the translator told Putin at this summit, which is,
we go to war with you.
Yeah, how is that? I want to go back on that. How do you suck that bad as a translator and then get a job in that world, that realm, right?
I think you need to get vetted like very well in order to do that.
But it goes back to like the person like making the hand signals for like the...
Oh, like the rap, like the hip-hop, like sound language?
But... when they were talking, it was like a press. There was a press conference with a police chief, and this lady was like,
was
"Oh
the
yeah,
person making up shit."
She was, and she had a criminal record.
Sorry, yeah. I shouldn't do that.
No, you should do that. She was literally just doing stuff like that and just whatever. And people were believing it. That's the dude, thing is people were believing, right? Wild, man. And okay, I'm gonna say I find it kind of funny, right? Not in the sense of
he's like right. pulling a rabbit out of a hat and like, oh no.
Not in the sense of making fun of like deaf people. Yeah, not like that. I want to clarify that. We're not making fun of that.
Which I will say, I had to help a deaf person today, and I was like trying my best to be like, it's too deep and strong. Like you can't pull. That was a wrong. I shouldn't have done that. I was like, because it was they had an issue with like a
deep dent.
I was like, you can't pull it. I was like, you can't pull it. It's too deep and too strong. We can't do anything, even with hammer. I was like, man, I felt so
now bad. You just look like you're jerking somebody off.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
But okay, granted, with that, I'm more of making fun of like how is a like a government, an agency, a state, local, whatever. How are you so fucking stupid to just like, this lady comes up to me like, hey, I know sign language. Let me help you with this press conference. And you're like, oh, fuck yeah. We need a sign language interpreter. Come on with it, right?
Yeah.
You bring them up there and she's just like doing whatever. And you don't have enough sense to know that she's doing something wrong or
until
whatever.
You see her go like this.
I think you're she like, did that. Like whenever they said the lady died and she like did... maybe I'm making it up, but I believe that actually happened.
This bitch doing butterflies. That's crazy. What happened?
I'm sorry, I messed up there. I clicked the button. That's our Big Panther Energy right there.
Our new drink. Oh, what if we had a fucking energy drink called Big Panther Energy? Oh my god. Copyright. Big Panther Energy.
You said it out loud, right?
Fuck, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right.
Danger.
So I want to ask you a question.
Ask away, Chief.
When's the last time you pissed yourself as an adult?
I want to say maybe when was the day we had that hurricane shot?
Okay, that day.
That day, yeah.
I could say that I have not pissed myself as an adult ever.
Okay.
Yesterday, I came extremely close to doing that. Hmm. So we had a it's Suicide Prevention Week. That's going on.
It's also Suicide Awareness Month. Right?
And all that stuff. Yeah. So anyways, last week we had this big push at work and all that stuff. In fact, they hired a tattoo artist, Alien from Fort Worth, Inc. So cool. He came out with one of his people from his shop, mm-hmm. and they were doing the semicolon tattoos on a lot of people at work.
I want to do that.
And so they had various different things. I didn't get one. I was like, I'm not
going to get one. Damn, being called out in the group chat. Jesus Christ. Twice, by the way.
Twice.
Jerk.
But they were doing a blood drive. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize this, but I actually donate blood quite regularly.
I have to.
I have a condition.
My man produces too much blood.
I produce too much iron, and so I donate blood. Anyways, so I was like, okay, cool. I'm at work. I can go donate blood. I'm killing two birds with one stone. They were like, hey, you want to do double reds? I was like, all right, I'll do double reds. It's been a long time since I've done double red cells.
What's double reds?
It's like they take more of your red blood cells out and then they put your plasma back in. It's a whole process, but it takes like an hour. I didn't pee before and I have I'm old, okay? I'm just going to say it. I'm old. I take blood pressure medicine. I have a blood pressure medicine that makes me pee. And I had taken it earlier around like 11 o'clock. And so I go in there. And I sit down and they start doing the whole thing and it hits and I'm like, I have to pee, but I'm in a bus. Like it's in the Carter Blood Care bus thing. So there's not a bathroom in there. And dude, I've never been so concerned that I'm going to piss myself in public than I was at that point. Thank God. They finished up. I sprinted. They're like, normally we'd have you wait. And I was like, I understand. I'm not going to wait. I bolted out of the fucking bus and I ran back up into the building, made it to the bathroom in the nick of time. That was the best pee of my life. I'm gonna say it was the best pee of my life.
It's always good though.
But I've never pissed myself in public. Now, I do say that because there was a 10-year-old recently in Mississippi that was arrested for urinating in public.
Where was he peeing though?
So here's a story. There was a sign that said no public restrooms. He was waiting in the car for his mom to finish up something at a shop. And he saw the sign. That's like his excuse. Like, I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. And so he got out of the car, and he peed next to his car. A police officer saw it, The police officer comes over there, finds his mom. He's like, hey, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Yeah, you know, we're going to handle that. The police officer leaves. Shortly thereafter, sheriff's deputy is basically like, we're just going to say the whole SWAT team came. Now he was a boy of color, and I'm gonna say that.
Damn it!
It was okay. Because of that, right? All right, yeah. No, I don't know. Exactly. It could be right. Is in Mississippi.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They arrested this 10-year-old for peeing in public.
Dude, that's exactly why.
Dude, as a 10-year-old, I have peed behind a lot of trees growing up.
Like, I mean, Mississippi.
As an adult, I peed in parking garages several times. You know, leaving the bar.
Like, the story, I understand, like, until whenever you said a 10-year-old getting arrested for peeing, I already knew. I'm like, well, it's going to be a person of color. It's going to be, like, a fucking podunk, like, redneck fucking city state. So, I mean, I piss everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
if I need to, I look around, and I don't do it, like, in front of people, obviously. But you know, I be sure that there's no one around.
I mean, if you did that in front of people, I don't think you'd be able to come to my house because I am pretty close to a school.
Yes, alma mater. But it's stupid. I mean, it's the only reason why they did it was because it was a person of color, a child, a person of color.
I mean, I want to say like I would hope that wasn't it, right? Dude. Like maybe, but they were like, we have basically. Like, okay, says, well, you know better. Don't let it happen again. The officer was like, you handled it like a mom. Just make sure he doesn't do it again. And
but it's not like he did it in the car, right?
No, he didn't get back out of the car and be like, but show them, right?
Just on you.
Yeah, but then I'm telling you, basically four other people came up and they're like, because it happened, we have to arrest
him. That's so stupid.
And I'm like, man, it's a kid. You really didn't have to. You could have just been like, look, I'm going to let you go. I know a lot of cops who've let a lot of people go for a lot of different things, right?
Dude, I mean.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm glad it wasn't here. Let it be over in Mississippi, not here. However.
It shouldn't happen here either way.
I have peed in public.
Yes.
Several times as an adult, which then makes me concerned. If I
see pictures of your penis out?
No. Well, I mean, there could be security cameras, right?
Yes.
I remember we were in New Orleans,
Nollins,
right, for Voodoo Fest. Mm-hmm. And we skipped one night, went out. It was the night that Chase nearly fell out of a fucking trolley car. Nearly fell out of that. Danny and I missed the trolley because we had both had to pee so bad. We hopped over a little like wrought iron fence and peed behind a bush, basically right off the roadway. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's acceptable in New Orleans.
I mean, it's kind of the streets kind of smell like piss.
Right. I think they know that's basically what's gonna happen.
If you've been on bourbon like at 7 a.m.
Well, and they won't let you into bars to use their bathrooms unless you buy something. Yeah. So you have to buy something. We weren't planning on going to the Absent House, but we went to the Absent House because we had to pee and we all had to buy drinks in order to pee there. And I'm like, that's just adding to the complication, right? I'm fueling my bladder with more drinks. It means I'm gonna have to pee more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, but a 10-year-old, I was pretty sad about seeing that.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm bringing the mood down.
This
however,
going to shit.
However, if I was a leader in this world, I would, you know what, just piss wherever you need to.
If you're a kid,
yeah,
just pee everywhere.
Pee away. That's part of being a kid, right?
Yeah. I peed on things that I shouldn't have, you know, peed on a bus, peed on a train, you know, peed on a person's leg.
What?
Peed on the mayor of Fort Worth.
The last thing that I want to bring up is the founder of a failed crypto exchange was sentenced to, and I want you to guess how many years.
Say it again.
The founder of a failed crypto exchange was sentenced to blank years.
What's the amount of money that was lost?
You know, it doesn't say how much money was actually like. In 2017 they became one of Turkey's largest crypto exchanges. In April 2021, the firm announced that it wasn't able to continue operations, and then the guy fled to Albania. At the time, he did promise to repay investors and then return to Turkey after he had done so.
Because that whole one here that Shaq was going to be sued for that he promoted, that crashed, and I think it was like
yeah. There were several that were kind of implicated on that celebrities, right? All right, so this one, it's a failed crypto exchange. So how many years?
20 years.
It's in Turkey.
Turkey.
Okay, so you want to go 20 years?
20 years.
11,000 years.
What the fuck?
The founder of a failed crypto exchange was sentenced to 11,000 years in prison. Dude, whenever I read that, I was just like, you got to be fucking
dead. Is there a year exchange rate? Like, is there...
Like, how much money did you lose and that equals...
What the fuck?
I do know there is a tonnage to, like, how many tons of marijuana you smuggle to how many years you get in prison, in federal prison. I do know that because I met a lady that was going to serve 40 years in federal prison for smuggling marijuana. And I asked her, I was like, wow, that's a lot of years. That miss, like, how much marijuana were you smuggling? And she said, oh, about 40. And I was like, 40 pounds? She's like, no, try 40 tons.
Holy
And I was
shit.
Like, holy crap, that's a lot of marijuana.
God damn.
Yeah. So anyways, so I do know that. But I was so shocked by the 11,000 years.
I'm going to say he lost like a 20 trillion Turkish dollars.
Which equates like $10 here. What? Yeah,
50 bucks. 50 bucks in a ticket to putt-putt golfing games.
Yeah, so he reportedly paid seven expert witnesses up to $1,200 an hour to testify on his behalf. Separately, his attorney has alleged that the disgraced mogul does not have access to Adderall medicine in prison, and that he's surviving off of a diet of bread, water, and peanut butter.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dude, I don't even know,
this
man.
This sounds like a Borat joke.
Those losses being as high as $2 billion.
The other guy here, like, did all that shit, and he's out on bail.
I mean, I knew a guy that I feel like Theo Von right now. Like, we had this guy back in the day. You can pay him, like, $10. He'd show his penis. You know, I knew a guy, though. He stole like I think it was like worth like somewhere around like $1 million.
Yeah.
He stole about $1 million from like Chesapeake. Like embezzled it kind of thing. He got caught with mail fraud, is how he got caught. He had to serve $5 million, he served 5 years. He served 5 years in prison for $1 million, had to pay restitution. And that's how much he got caught. Like there could be more that he had stolen, I don't know. But 5 years, that was it. This dude sold $2 billion. That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
And it was losses. It's not like he stole it. They just like...
Oh, so it just like up and failed.
It was a complete like failed business. So note to self, don't open up a fucking crypto, you know, the most volatile market system in the world. Dude. In Turkey. But yeah, like 5 years here for $1 million, 11,000 years for $2 billion.
That's fucking nuts.
It
That's
is.
That's crazy.
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm glad it's Turkey, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not here in the good old US of A where you get arrested for pissing if you're 10 years old.
But you don't have to serve 11,000 years for $2 billion. I just think it's funny that his lawyer's like, well, he doesn't have access to Adderall in prison. He needs his Adderall.
My client needs his Adderall. He cannot function as a human in a prison.
But on the flip side of that, have you heard of that Arthur Knight? Have you seen that saga?
No. Who's Arthur Knight?
You need to get on TikTok. Those that are listening, you should get on TikTok and look up Arthur Knight. So Arthur Knight is the fake name of this guy who used to be in the U.S. who was, he's got a charge against him for like sexual assault.
Oof.
Yeah. Pretty big thing, right?
Yeah.
The dude flees and ends up in the U.K. or in Ireland. Yeah, Ireland, where he's saying that his name is Arthur Knight. He's got the tattoos that match the guy from here. I can't remember what his actual name is. But he's come up... He's got this whole story that he's not this person they say he is. He's Arthur Knight. And somebody put these tattoos on me. And somebody altered the DNA. And they're setting me up and all this other stuff. And he's using a fake British accent. And he's gone through all this whole parliament thing. And sheriffs, if you didn't know, in Ireland, a sheriff is a judge. I found that out.
They got them funny wigs?
They do. They've got those funny wigs.
Oh, yeah. Man, me, this here wig, and I'm going to judge you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he's done this whole spectacle of, like, they had to basically go to court to prove that he is not actual Arthur Knight.
That's so weird.
And then they were going to do this whole extradition thing, but apparently he's wanted in like another country back in the UK. Yeah, it's a whole thing. And I wasn't prepared to really go that far into it. It's just this $11,000 or 11,000 years reminded me of this whole situation, right? You just got to go watch it. The dude's a nut job. At one point, he said he became Jewish, and then he wanted to wear robes, and he was wearing the robes of his people, but everybody thinks that he was just trying to mock the judge, and so he wore basically like judge robes and all that stuff, yeah. It's a whole spectacle. Anyways, yeah, Nicholas Rossi, that is his name.
Holy crap, I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks like...
I'm telling you, if you want, they're going to have to come out with a true crime show about this guy but truly, this man is demented and he has all these issues, but the fact that what he's putting this, like the court system through and everything, is kind of funny on one side if you're going to look at it that way. It's also sad.
He's like, somebody kidnapped me and put these tattoos to frame me.
That's exactly like he was in the hospital whenever he got arrested and all. Yeah,
just gut this guy. Gut him. You know, yeah. I just saw pictures of him. He's in like an oxygen mask. And
well, are they saying it's all fake? Like he doesn't.
This motherfucker.
Like he's in a wheelchair. They're saying all this is all fake. And then like, so they had to like see if he was fit to stand trial. They had to see if he was able to, if he truly is who he says he is, or if he is this Nicholas Rossi guy, which they've proven that he's not Arthur Knight. He's Nicholas. He's still sticking to his guns. He's delayed all these cases. And now, like, he's in this whole like appeal situation. And so he's going to be tied up in, you know, Ireland for however long. And then he might get extradited back to either the United States or he might go to the UK. I don't know. They're saying if he goes to the States, he won't get the care that he needs, which is probably true, because he'll probably get a shiv because of what his charge. I don't know.
He just needs to be Lee Harvey'd. Like, he just needs a Jack Ruby to go over there and, you know, Lee Harvey his ass.
I don't know if they're going to do that, though.
Bah, my gut.
They don't have the guns like that over there.
But maybe they can make one out of like a Blarney Stone or something. They're always trying to steal me Lucky Charms. That was from Austin Powers. It's not racist.
Yes.
Shout out to the Irish, though. They got really good bars. And the friendliest people you ever meet.
All right. So, I mean, that's all I've got. Do you have anything else? We've been at it for a little while tonight.
I talked to them while you were gone about Arts Goggle. We got a date for that.
So about that, you know, that's the same night I've got to go see Nate Bargatze.
Bargatze!
So I think I've got it planned out.
Yes.
Chad's got to work that day, I'm pretty sure. Because he's got that new job.
Yes.
And he's having to work weekends.
Oh, yeah. He's taking pictures of babies.
Right. Taking pictures. I don't think he's taking the pictures.
Taking pictures of babies. Look at you. Dressed up like a knight.
I'm pretty sure he's trying to sell the pictures of babies, which is also.
Whoa, Chad. Chad is officially off the Funky Panther. He is not.
We're going to go ahead and nip that in the bud real quick.
Take a baby picture. Take an ass out of here. Go to.
No. He's selling those night babies. A baby's dressed as knights. He's selling those pictures. The packages of those babies to the people who ask for their kids to be pictures taken.
I got this picture of your son as an angel. You know, I'm not foreshadowing anything, but I gotta take
this. If you don't buy this package, I'm gonna say your son's gonna be an angel.
Oh my God.
That's his sales tactic, I believe. Anyways, so he's gonna be working weekends, and so I think we're gonna have to do some shifts. So like you and I are gonna have to work like the first half.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna have to practice. I'm sorry, you're gonna be out there all day.
That's
Chad's
fine.
Gonna work the second half because I'm gonna go see Nate Bargatze.
Bargatze, no, I can do that. I mean, I'm
really
just
looking forward to
Bull.
Nate.
I would.
I do think that we, for those the fairy babies. I do think those the other you know Pod Squad people. You know, come on, you need to jump in our booth. You know, we're gonna sell some shit.
Bring your merch, bring your fans. Because we will service
them. And we just got all of our new merch in, and we're going to post up this pretty soon. Chad's really good about taking like good merch photos. We're going to put it up on Instagram. I'm wearing one of our new hats. It's a corduroy hat, kind of
nice.
Brown. It's got the patch on there. We're going to have these patches for sale. And those are, I think we're selling them. I don't know. I'm going to, don't quote me.
I think you said like $80.
I think they're like $5 for the patch. $5, I don't know. They're cheap for the patch. The patch is cheap. So the pins are going to be cheap. We got some of those enamel pins, hats, shirts, everything's gonna be $20 basically. and pick some of those up. We've got a nice tan, a nice tan hat that the women wanted. Jesse really loves hers. We've got a blue hat, a white hat. Those, both of those are UV protective. So if you're baldy or losing some hair up there and you need a little bit of protection, it's going to give you that protection. It's still going to look really cool. And we're hoping that our captain hats is going to have the scrambled eggs, so like the little stuff on the brim. We're hoping that those make it by Art's Goggle.
Tossed salads and scrambled eggs?
I think they're going to sell. I think those are going to sell. But we're looking forward to all that. We're going to be out there. Javier and I are going to record a little bit while we're there. When Chad gets there, going to record a little bit when he gets there. We're going to bring some people in, talk about what's going on with Art's Goggle.
Yeah, and even like Christy on the group chat saying she's not a part of the pod squad, but she can help. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about 100%. Having her on. Like, please, like, if you're a fan, come over. You can, like I said, whenever he was gone, you can be on. You have a chance to be on and, like, chat with us. Like, we'd love to talk to our people, that our fans. I don't want to say fans because look at us. I'm
we want to talk to our people. It's not our fans. They're our people. Yes. We are their persons.
I give it back to you.
Yeah. So we want to include everybody, and we want to get interviews from like just the general public. And again, this is just another way for us to get our names out there and get people listening and get people doing stuff. We're really trying to push some new designs, new merch, new things like that. Help us away, That's help right. us along the way of becoming a Spotify sponsored by Spotify. Do we want to be Who do you want to be sponsored by? Spotify? Are they the big podcast? Or iHeart? No, I don't want to be iHeart.
No. Spotify?
Spotify would be really good. Apple would be
Joe
okay.
Rogan's guy.
I mean, if Apple wants to give us a bunch of shit,
Hey, yeah, I'll take
Google glasses.
I'll take goggles.
The Apple goggles.
Apple goggles, go skiing and watch movies,
All right, so let me just go ahead and we're going to kick our music up there and... I'm going to say I think this episode went pretty well. It was a random one for us.
I loved it. It was great.
We had a lot of good topics. If you don't listen or you don't catch us live, then you miss out on the first 30. And this one was probably like the first 40, maybe the first 50. Not real sure. We're going to include a little bit from that into the main body of the episode.
Wondery's a good one, too. Yeah, I just saw the smartness guys, Jason Bateman and... Batman, Lego Batman, and the other guy.
Yeah, so for those if you don't, again, watch us live, please just check us out at least once.
Yes.
We like to interact with our guests. That's why whenever you listen to the pod on streaming platforms that you hear us interacting with the people in our chat, this is your chance to interact with us. One day I want to take callers, man. I think that'd be so much fun.
Look, let's do callers, and then we can also get on Omegle and talk to people live.
Oh, we should do that.
If they're going to talk shit about us, they're going to be like, hey, fuck you, man. And be like, hey, man, fuck you. And the mom you came out of.
Yeah, we should do that. We should get on there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're probably going to see a bunch of dicks.
Not the first, not the last.
That happens. All right. So anyways, like and subscribe. Catch us every Tuesday on here. And I guess that's it. So I'm Tim.
I'm Javier.
And Chad's not here. And we are...
The Funky Panther!
Woo! Thank you, everybody, for listening. And remember to spade and neuter your pets.
Rumsfeld!